Environmental and human rights activists said Monday that regional governments are looking at an outdated development model for generating electricity that fails to recognize people's rights. They say the dams will not ensure equitable and sustained development. The groups are attending a People's Forum ahead of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit later this week. The environmental group Towards Ecological Recovery and Regional Alliance collected more than 20,000 signatures asking governments to abandon plans to build dams along the lower Mekong River. The petitions are to be presented to the leaders of Cambodia, Laos and Vietnam, which share the river with Thailand. The activists already have asked Thailand's government to abandon the projects. Premruddy Daorong, an alliance representative, says the 11 dams on the lower Mekong threaten fishery stocks.
Our main concern is on that 11 dams that on the lower Mekong mainstream. If the lower Mekong mainstream dam happen, the fishery for the whole Mekong region will be blocked. And the fishery is a very important thing. It's our key concern that if that being blocked, it will destroy the livelihood of millions of people in the region.
Over 60 million people in Southeast Asia are dependent on the Mekong River for fishing. The river starts in Tibet and runs 4,800 kilometres through China and Southeast Asia. Also Monday, more than 50 civic groups from Burma submitted a petition to the Thai government demanding a halt to dam construction on the Salween River between Burma and Thailand. Five dams have been planned for the Salween, four to deliver power to Thailand and one to supply China. The groups accused Burma's military of committing human rights abuses at a dam site in the country's Karen state and one in Shan state. The Salween Watch Coalition led the petition drive. Sai Sai, a coalition spokesman, says the Burmese military has forced thousands of people from their homes.
Even though the dam are just beginning and then doing the survey, the military are already forced the people out from their home. So from the Salween dam, so right now already over 70,000 people, and including the indigenous people are already relocated out from their hometown. And then so right now affected people in Burma are not have been consulted on the dam construction.
Sai Sai says the projects lack transparency and accountability because the money for them goes to the military government. The groups want all the dams to be put on hold until Burma has a democratically elected government. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.